very much for Leibowitz. You're supposed to be able to come back to Camp Kaylee to share the Torah with you once again. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to do so. I've been told that you're learning about the Malacha of Bishul B'Shabbos. It's interesting, one of the most common situations that a person can find himself in that might lead to a Malacha D'Oraisa of Bishul has nothing to do with cooking in the kitchen. But rather, if a person just opens up a faucet, even in a bathroom, if you open up the hot water faucet in the bathroom, you can violate a Malacha D'Oraisa of Bishul. How is that? By simply introducing a little bit of hot water into the cold water that's coming out of the faucet, chora, that's not going to be a Malacha D'Oraisa. The cold water is not going to reach the level of Yatsa Ledesfo. Even if you add a little bit of warm water, a little bit of hot water, you'll just make it warm. So why should that be a violation of a Malacha D'Oraisa Bishul? The answer is that the problem is not in the water of the sink. Rather, by opening the hot water faucet, you automatically cause cold water to enter into the boiler where the hot water is cooking. And the boiler is a Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'esh. It's no different than a pot of water. Let's say you cook a pot of water on the stove to prepare to cook macaroni. It's no difference, right? The boiler has hot water in it. It's Yatso lettuce boats, at least 125, 130 degrees. So by opening up the hot water faucet in the sink, anywhere in the home, the person is automatically causing cold water to enter into the boiler, and that's a violation of the Malacha D'Oraisa Bishul. So it's very important to know that you should not open up the hot water faucet. A person should only open up the cold water, not the hot water. Even though it seems convenient to be able to open up the hot water faucet to add a little bit of hot water to my cold water, just warm it up a little bit, the problem would be that you're forcing the cold water to enter into the boiler, and that would be a violation of the Malacha D'Oraisa Bishul. And especially nowadays, there are certain faucets that are single handle faucets. You really have to be sensitive to this, because if you move the handle just a little bit, you think that you're not doing anything. But the fact is, if you move it out of the range where it's only going to bring cold water out of the faucet, then you're automatically opening up the boiler, the intake valve into the boiler, and you'll be bringing cold water into the boiler. That would be a Malacha D'Oraisa Bishul. The question is, why should this really be a problem? If you think about it for a moment, the individual who's opening up the hot water faucet in the sink, he only cares about what's entering into the sink. He has cold water. He wants to put a little bit of hot water in to mix so that it'll be warm. Why should that be a problem? Even though as a result of his action, he's going to cause cold water to enter into the boiler, that's a davar she'eino mistaven. He has no intention for that to happen. He only cares about what's happening in the sink. And in the sink, it's not yatso ledesfo. So there really is no malacha of bishul occurring in the sink. It's only what's happening in the boiler. But since it's a davar she'eino mistaven, since he doesn't care about what's happening in the boiler, his intention is simply to introduce a little bit of hot water into the sink. Why should that be a problem at all? We know that the lamites malachas are derived from the building of the Mishkan. Pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, in the context of the building of the Mishkan, uses a phrase. It says, "Lasos b'chol meleches machashavas." The building of the Mishkan, the malachos in the building of the Mishkan were meleches machshavas. What does that mean, meleches machshavas? Chazal say, from this phrase we learn that meleches machshavas osra Torah. The Torah prohibits on Shabbos only meleches machshavas. And that comes to exclude certain types of malacha which are not meleches machshavas. Take, for example, malacha that's a kilkel, that's not b'derech tikkun. Destructive acts. Destructive acts are not productive, they're not purposeful. That's not meleches machshavas. Similarly, malacha she'eino miskayemes, if you do malacha that's not lasting, it's just a temporary malacha, that's also not meleches machshavas, it's not productive, it's not purposeful. But there also are a whole host of other types of malacha which are not meleches machshavas, not because they're not productive or purposeful, but because they lack havonas malacha. There's something missing in terms of the intention of the malachim. Davar she'eino miskaven is one of those types of malachim. The classical example that the Gemara gives in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Tes is Gora the mita kisei v'safso. A person is allowed to drag a bench or to drag a chair on the dirt outside. He only has kavanah to change the location of the bench. He doesn't care about what's happening in the ground. But the fact is, dragging the bench could produce a chritz in the karka. It could produce some kind of a furrow in the ground. And if it's a soft area and there is no grass there, that might be good for him. It might be good that now the ground is soft. It's easier to plant there. That could be a violation of the malacha of choresh. So says the Gemara, since it's a davar she'eino miskaven, if the chair or the bench that you're dragging is really not so heavy, so you could drag it, you could change the location of the bench without causing a charitz to be dug in the karka, that's a davar she'eino miskaven, and that's permissible. This is actually machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, where the davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. And now we pass it like Rabbi Shimon, the davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. Why is it mutter on Shabbos? So one of the reasons given is that it's not a melechas machsheves. You're missing in the machshava of the malacha. The malacha itself could be a malacha miskayemes, it's lasting, it's a tikkun, it's a positive, purposeful, productive malacha, but the reality is it's missing in the kavanas of malacha because you're not miskaven for the malacha to occur. So the question is, if davar she'eino miskaven is mutter, so why should it be prohibited? Why should it be forbidden to the individual to open the hot water of the sink? It shouldn't matter that cold water is going to enter into the boiler. That's a davar she'eino miskaven. He doesn't care about that eventuality. The answer is that even Reb Shimon admits that if one does a malacha she'eino miskaven, but if it's inevitable that the malacha is going to occur, that taka is chayv. That even if davar she'eino miskaven is mutter, but if he does a malacha ba'ofen shel psikresh, cutting off a head, Rashi and Sukkah quotes the case that if a person, let's say a person wants to cut off the head of a tarnagol, wants to cut off the head of the chicken. It used to be at the time of the Gemara, some of the Mefarshim mentioned that the kids used to play with the heads of the chicken. I guess they didn't know Fisher Price then. And they had other kinds of toys. There are some strange toys that people have nowadays also. So they had this kind of toy. That's what the kids used to play with. What happens if a person decides he wants to cut off the head of the tarnagol? He'll give it to his child to play with. Yeah, but the problem is that the tarnagol is going to die as a result. So there's a malacha of netilas neshama that's prohibited on Shabbos. So is one allowed to take the head of the tarnagol? He says, it's a davar she'eino miskaven. I'm not thinking of killing the tarnagol. That just happens, but since it's eino miskaven, perhaps that should be permissible. So the Gemara says, no, psikresha v'lo yamos. You're going to cut off the head of the tarnagol and it's not going to die? Of course it's going to die. So even if it's a davar she'eino miskaven, that's going to be chayiv. That is also, that's a malacha deraisa on Shabbos. So that is why one is not allowed to open the hot water on Shabbos. Even though he doesn't intend to put the cold water into the vat of hot water into the boiler, it doesn't matter since it's a psikresha, since it's inevitable that that's going to happen. It's like cutting off the head of the tarnagol and saying, well, I'm not thinking of the fact that the tarnagol is going to die. It's impossible. It's not. If you're going to cut off the head of the tarnagol, of course the tarnagol is going to die. So it's the same thing over here. Even though the individual is only thinking about introducing hot water into the cold water that's coming out of the faucet, and that's not going to be yatzo lettuce. That won't be a violation of the malacha of Bishol, but because inevitably cold water is going to enter into the boiler, and that will be a malacha derais of Bishol, that's why it's going to be us. This is a major principle when it comes to malacha on Shabbos, that if you do malacha ba'ofen shel psikresha, that's going to be osur. So we pass the davar she'eino miskaven is mutter, but if it's a psikresha that is going to occur, then that's going to be osur. It's going to be chayiv on Shabbos. It's a violation of the malacha deraisa in Vav. So many have pointed out, if that's the case, then how do we understand certain situations that we're in due to technological advancements in the world? There are many circumstances that we find ourselves in. But if you think about it for a moment, it's a situation that malacha is going to occur on Shabbos. Take, for example, a very common action that we have in the kitchen. A person goes to the refrigerator to take out things that are being cooled. What happens? happens, well, if you open a refrigerator, normally a light goes on. And even if you'll turn the light off before Shabbos, even if you have, you can unscrew the light bulb, the fact is, by opening up the refrigerator, that introduces hot air into the refrigerator. The thermostat is going to sense that, and it's going to turn the motor on. The compressor is going to be turned on. So that's the malacha by itself. Forget about the turning on of the light, even if you can avoid that, but using the electrical current, turning the electrical current of the motor on, that's a problem of mavir. Havara, it might be only a derabana, but it's still an iser havara derabana. So how's it permissible to take anything out of a refrigerator on Shabbos by opening up the door to the refrigerator? It's a psikresha that malach is going to occur. You say it's a davar shein miskaven. I just want to take out the food, but the reality is there is a malach that's going to occur as a result of opening up the door. Similarly, sometimes people find that when they walk in the street, there are different motion sensors. A light goes on. I pass my neighbor's property, and a light goes on. So that should also be a problem. That's a malacha deraisa. That's going to be havara deraisa if the light goes on. It's a serious issue. Well, let's say a person lives in an apartment building. He can't even avoid the motion sensor. Let's say there's a motion sensor at the entrance to the door of the apartment building. You can't avoid it. If it's your neighbor's property, somehow you can go around, take a different route. But if it's right there at the entrance to the apartment building, it's unavoidable. That's going to be a serious issue. Another situation that people find themselves in is that very often there's a surveillance camera on the outside of a building. There's a concern that maybe robbers are going to come in, people who don't belong in the building are going to come in, so they put a surveillance camera there. But I want to walk into the building. I live in the building, so is it permissible for me to walk into the building? It's a psikresha that malach is going to occur, havar is going to occur, maybe even kosev is going to occur. There are pictures that are being created. There's a screen, perhaps there's a security guard in a different location who's watching the pictures on the screen that are being created through my movement. So that's a malacha. That's a malacha on Shabbos as well. So how can I do that? How can I enter the building? Every time I enter the building, the surveillance camera is taking pictures of me. So is that permissible on Shabbos? A host of different situations people can find themselves in, which might relate, which might involve malacha, sometimes deraisa, sometimes derabanan, but some kind of malacha is going to occur on Shabbos in the way of psikresha, that even though it's a davar shein miskaven, inevitably malacha is going to occur. And the question is, how can I be involved in such situations? I'm going to be the cause. I'll be the gorim of that malacha to occur. The answer to all of these questions lies in a deeper understanding of this whole sugya. Why is a psikresha chayav? Why should we assume that if davar shein miskaven is mutter, but if you do the malacha ba'ofen shel psikresha, somehow that turns into a chiv? That becomes a chiv. So this all relates to a Gemara in Shabbos. Let's skip down to the fourth source. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Gimel Amarav. Tana Rabon. Gemara says, Atolish Ulshan Vamizarit Zrodin Im Lachila Kegrogaris Im Lebehemim Im Lopi Abidi Im Lehesa Kedei Levashel Beit Zakala Im Liapas Sakaka Kol Shehen. The Gemara sets forth the principle that if someone picks out weeds, he's plucking off the ground, presumably the malacha that we're talking about is kotzer, some most mefarshim learn, at least for some of these situations we're talking about kotzer, so we'll just leave it at that just for simplicity's sake. The Brisa says that there are different shiurim. It depends what you're doing it for. If you're doing it for the behema, so there's one shiur that's for the achilas behema. You're doing it for hesek to use as firewood to be mevashel beit zakala. There's a different shiur. And if it's to be miapes akarka, if you're taking off the weeds in order to beautify the karka, so then the shiur is kosher. So the Gemara asks, if the shiur to be miapes akarka is only kosher, so then even if I have the other intentions in mind, the fact is, I am being kotzer a kolshehu. So if I'm being kotzer a kolshehu, then that should be a problem. It should be a problem. Atu kulu lo liapos es akarka ninu. Every situation, there's going to be yipa karka involved. So why should the shiur be different? It should always be a kolshehu. So the Gemara answers, the second answer is that kigon delon kol mechaven. It's a davar shenu miskaven. If you're thinking of hesek, if you're thinking to feed the animal, you're not thinking to be miyapes hakarka. So then, it's a davar shenu miskaven that you will be miyapes hakarka. You will improve the ground by taking out these weeds, but it doesn't matter since it's a davar shenu miskaven. In fact, the Gemara, the ha abaye v'rava damit abaye mother Reb Shimon b'pesuk reish v'loyamos. But we know abaye and rava set forth the principle that even Reb Shimon holds davar shenu miskaven is mother, but b'pesuk reish he says it's chayiv. So it shouldn't matter that it's a davar shenu miskaven to be miyapes hakarka. The reality is it's b'pesuk reish. You're talking about that you're doing this in your friend's field, it's not in your field. So that's a psikration to lo ichbasle, as Rashi says. You don't care. It's not really a psikration to lo nichale. It's not that you don't want it to happen, it's that you just don't care. It's not a negative to you, but it's not a positive. It's your friend's field. So even if his field becomes better, okay, so you're happy for him, but you don't really care that happens. So it's really a davar shenu miskaven for you. So because you don't care, that's why it's not a problem, says the Gemara. What does that mean that it's not a problem? Because it's lo ichbas le, so then it's not a problem. Why not? So Tosus quotes two different dayas over here. First, Tosus quotes from the Aruch, which was a dictionary written by one of the Rishonim. So there are different points in the entries of the dictionary. There are some points that the Aruch makes that made it big, that are very important. Halacha l'maaseh. So this Aruch is world famous, one of the most famous Aruchs in all of Shas. The Aruch says that what the Gemara is telling us is that psikration lo ichbas lo psikration lo nichle is mutter. It's mutter entirely. If it's a psikration din nichle, then that's chayev minat Torah. That's the malacha d'oraisa. That's one extreme. But if it's a psikration lo nichle, if you don't care, or if it's a negative for you that the psikration is occurring, that this malacha is occurring by ofen shel psikration, then it's mutter in Gaza. We go from one extreme to the other. Psikration is chayev, but psikration lo nichle is mutter in Gaza. And the Chora, that's how you have to interpret, no? We're trying to figure out why we shouldn't take into account the shear of Kol Shehu. You know, we should be the shear for Tolei Shul Shen and Mezari Tzvedu should always be a Kol Shehu because it's a psikration that you can be Miyapes HaKarka. So why shouldn't we take into account that shear? So the Aruch, it must be mutter. Right? It must be mutter if it's a psikration lo nichle. That's why I don't have to take into account a Kol Shehu because it's not viewed as a malacha to be Miyapes HaKarka. It's only viewed as a malacha to provide the behema with his food, to get eitzim for hesek. We don't view it as a malacha bichlal vis-a-vis yibri karka, and that's why we don't take into account that shir. Psikration lo nichle, according to the Aruch, is hetergot. But Tosfos argues. Tosfos quotes different sugyas. I'm not going to discuss the details of the rayas. You should take time to look into the rayas back and forth. But Tosfos offers a different interpretation. He says that psikration lo nichle is not mutter in ganzen. It's not totally permissible, but rather it's an issur derabbanan. But all the Gemara was saying is that if you have a psikration lo nichle, psikration lo ichbasle, there's no chiyuv chatas. There's no chiyuv chatas. But there still is an issur derabbanan. That's how Tosfos says. Here's the line over here. I'm going to find the line right now. But it's there. Oh, here it is. The fourth line. There's no chiyuv chatas, but there's an issur derabbanan. What is issur derabbanan? Who derabbanan? Where does that come from? The Tosfos themselves point out that if you look at the next Tosfos, if you have a Gemara, look at the next Tosfos, that's an easier Tosfos. That's a Tosfos with four words. This Tosfos is a little bit longer. But if you look at the next Tosfos, it's four words. He says, the Malacha She'en of Sricha Lagufa. That's a good Tosfos, right? That's a little easy. Malacha She'en Sricha Lagufa. What is the Malacha She'en Sricha Lagufa? Malacha She'en Sricha Lagufa is another example of a Malacha that lacks Kavana, the right Kavana. That's a sugya unto itself. And we're just, we're sightseeing today. Some different sugyas in the seven shahs. So you have to spend time to learn each sugya properly. So the Mishnah in Shabbos and Naftali Gimel on the base says, Hamotzi Ochlin, this is in source one. Hamotzi Ochlin, Pachos Megashir, Bekli Potter, Afalakli, Shakli Tfeilalo. Someone who does otzah takes from Rishus Ayochlin into Rishus Arabim. Ochlin that a Pachos Megashir, less than the proper shear. So you Potter, even on the Kli, because the Kli is Tafel.
Pesach.
Chai b'mita, you're potter even on the mita because the mita is tfeil alo. What happens if you take out this mace for mita? You take out a mace into Rishus HaRabim from the Rishus HaYachid. What are you taking out the mace for? Take out the mace because you don't want him in the home. Right? We're afraid that the mace is going to produce a smell. People are not comfortable having the mace in the home. So you're not taking out the mace to put him into the Rishus HaRabim. You're really taking him out of the home because you don't want him in the home. So comes the Tanakam and says, Chayef. The Rabbi Shimon says that you're potter. You're potter for taking the mace out of the home. So why? So the Gemara explains that it's Melacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa. What does it mean, Melacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa? Machlokas Rashi and Tosus had to understand this. So I asked you to look at the Tosus. Tosus says, Nira L'Ri, Melacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa, Kari Kishos, Melacha Ve'en Tzarech L'Osim Tzarech Ke'en Shoy Tzrichin L'Be Mishkan. Ela L'Inyan Achim. The rule of Melacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa is that in the Mishkan they needed the Melachas to be done for certain purposes. So if you do the malacha for a different purpose, not for the purpose that it was done for in the Mishkan, then that's potur min haTorah. There's no chiyuv the rice of that malacha, but it's still an issur d'rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayiv, even for malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa, you're still chayiv. That's the Tanakam of the Mishkan. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're potur, it's potur aval osa. And then Tosus gives many different examples. Let's say a person is sod nocha shalo yishchenu. A person hunts, he traps a snake because he's afraid the snake is going to bite him. In the Mishkan, when they trapped something, they were going to use the skins. They were trapping it for a positive purpose to use the item. Here, you're only trapping to prevent the item from hurting you. So that's a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa, according to Reb Shimon, that's only an issur d'rabbanan. Or, let's say a person puts out a fire, kibbutz, but he's not putting out the fire in order to create a pechem, in order to create a coal, but rather he's putting out the fire because he doesn't want it to continue burning. It's to prevent some kind of negative. He doesn't want it to continue burning. He wants to conserve fuel. That's not why they were mechabe in the Mishkan. They were mechabe in the Mishkan in order to create a pechem, because it makes it burn better later. So that's also Melacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa. Let's say a person digs in the ground, but he only needs the offer. He doesn't need the chritz in the karka. So again, it's not for the purpose of the mission, but rather for a different purpose. That's Potter Avalosa, it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. The Rambam actually passes that Melacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa is chayiv, but most Rishonim passes that Melacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa is only an Issur D'Rabbanan. So comes Tosfos and says, Psikresha D'Lo Nichale is an Issur D'Rabbanan. It's not Heter Gomer, against the Aruch. It's not Heter Gomer. It's an issur d'rabbanan. Why? Because it's like a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. Like a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. Just like a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa, you're not doing it for the purpose of the Mishkan. So do here. You are being tolish, ulshim, nazarit, zradim, for what purpose? You're doing it because you want to eat the karka? No, you're doing it for the other purpose. You're doing it for hesek. You're doing it for the behema. So because you're doing it for a different purpose, that's like a psikresha, that's like a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. It says Tosef, it's like a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. You can't say it's heter gomer. It's an issur d'rabbanan, but it's not going to be heter gomer. The Aruch says that psikresha lo nichale is heter gomer, but Tosef says it's not heter gomer. It's an issur d'rabbanan. What's the machlokas Tosef in the Aruch? Why should I assume that psikresha lo nichale is mutu legami or it's an issur d'rabbanan? Chodu Wasserman in his Kovach Yerim and Ksubas is a very famous piece where he wants to suggest that the Orech and Tosus are disagreeing about the very nature of Psigresha. Why is it that a Psigresha is chai? That if I do Malacha, but I don't have intention for that Malacha to occur, it's a Dabar Shein Meskaven, I'm doing the Malacha for a different purpose, but inevitably, willy-nilly, that Malacha is going to occur. The effect of my action will produce a Malacha. So that's a Chiyuv. Reb Shimon agrees that at least there, even though it's a Dabar Shein Meskaven, I'm going to be chai. Why is that the case? Should we say that the reason why you're chayiv is because since it's inevitable that the malacha is going to occur, that the effect of isser is also going to occur, not just the effect of het. I'm doing it for the effect of het, but the effect of isser is also going to occur. So should we assume, because it's a psikereshe, that the effect of isser is also going to occur, it's as if I am chayiv for that effect as well. I think I'm doing the malacha for the heter effect. But since it's a psikresha that the effect of Isser is also going to occur, it's as if I'm actually mechavin for that effect as well. So this possibility is suggested by Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi writes in a different context. It's in source 3. She says, Modi Omdi Reb Shimon b'Pesach Reish v'Yomus v'Omer Echtoch Rosh v'Hem Azu b'Shavus v'Ni Rotsa Shatamus the Kevin the Yevshish l'Tamus. It's impossible for the tarnacle not to die. Right? So the person says, I just want to cut off the head of the chicken. I don't want it to die. But since it's impossible, since it's a psigresh, the kevin the yefshish l'tamu is zavdrashi kimiskavin choshev le. Golden words. She's lush, she's golden. Kevin the yefshish l'tamu is kimiskavin choshev le. It's like you're mechavin to kill the tarnagol, because you know it's going to happen. It has to happen. So that's like you're being mechavin for the effect of this. Chodan says that's how the Oruch understood. The Oruch felt that the reason why Psegresh is chayiv is because since I know that the effect of Isser is also going to occur as a result of my action, it's as if I'm mechavin for that effect of Isser. So if that's the reason why you're chayiv for Psegresh, so then if it's a Psegresh lo nichalei, then I can't be chayiv for that. How can we say that it's as if I'm mechavin for that other effect to occur? I don't want it to occur. I don't care about it whatsoever. It's one thing to say that if the effect is going to occur, and it's nichali, it's a good thing that it's going to occur. I don't really want the chicken to be running around without a head and still be alive. Right? If I'm cutting off the head, I want the chicken to die. It's a good thing for the chicken to die, but that's not my goal. My goal really is to use the head of the chicken. But it's a good thing anyway. So if it's nichali, then I can understand that it's going to scavenge dummy. But if it's low nichali, then I don't have any kavana for this. In certain circumstances, I don't even want it to occur. It's a negative for me. But even if it's not a negative, if it's low ichbasle, I have no interest, I don't really care at all, so then perhaps we shouldn't view this as a davar hamiskavenge. That could be what the Oruch holds, that psikreshid lo nichle is mutu legamri, because if the whole reason why you chayav for psikreshid is that we view it as though he's miskaven, it's only if it's positive for him. If it's positive for him, then we can view it as davar miskaven. But if it's negative, or if he's completely neutral, he couldn't care less if the thing occurs, so then you can't view that as a davar miskaven. What is Tosfos all about? The Chodan explains that Tosfos assumes differently. Tosfos assumes the reason why Psegresh is chayiv is not because we view it as a davar ha-mechavin. That it's viewed as though you are actually mechavin for the pu'ulas isser, for the effect of isser that emerges from your ma'aser. But rather, that any time that there are two effects from your action, there's an effect of heter, an effect of isser, the effect of isser is nichlal in the effect of heter. It's like a chad maisa, right? If I drag a bench, and the bench is heavy, I know that a chritz is going to occur. So even though all I'm doing is a gereira, I'm just dragging the bench, I want to change location of the bench, that's a pulas heter. But because the pulas is, because the charisha bekarka inevitably is going to occur, so the charisha is bichlal the greira. The charisha is bichlal the greira. It's chad maisa. It's one action. It's as if the whole thing is one action. It's not that we view it as though I'm actually mechavin for the chafir. No, I'm not mechavin for the chafir. I'm only mechavin for the greira. But the chafira is included in the greira. It's chad maisa. It's viewed as one action. So even though I'm only mechavin for one part of that action, I'm only mechavin for the chelak haheter of that action, but because the chelak ha'iser is part of the chad maisa, it's part of the same action, it's as if I'm mechavin for a maisa iser, and that's what makes it us. If that's how Tosus understands, then we can appreciate that Tosus holds. If it's a psikreshid lo nichalei, it doesn't change the fact that it's a chad maisa. Even though it's lo nichalei, I don't want the other effect to occur. Or I don't care about the other effect. It's still a chad maisa. It's still included in the effect of het. The only thing that you can say is that if it's a psikreshid lo nichalei, then it's like the malacha shein tzrich lagufa, because I'm thinking one way, but what's happening is something different. It's like a malacha shein tzrich lagufa, just like if I dig in the ground and I only want the offer, I don't want the chafira, so I'm doing it for a different purpose than in the mission. Right here, if I'm dragging the bench, so it's making a charitz in the karka, but I'm not doing it for that purpose. I'm doing it for a different purpose. So it sounds like a malacha shein tzrich lagufa, says Tosfos. That's an issur d'rabbanan. That's an issur d'rabbanan. You can't say that it's heter gomer, because you never really have to be mechavin for the pu'ulas isser. You're really only mechavin for the effect of heter. It's just that the effect of isser is nichla. It's included within the effect of heter. If that's the case, it's always going to be a chad maisi. You can't say that it's completely heter gomer, but it could be like a malacha shem tzricha leguf. It'll only be an eser rabbanan. This is a major machlokas, the Orach and Tosfos. It's very, very important. You'll find this left and right in your travels in Shabbos. Let's say a posek is to paskin like Tosfos. Right? The psikreshet lo nichalei is still an issur d'rabbanan. If you go like the Orach, so that's a big heter, a big room for heter. We'll see. We'll actually try to apply the Orach in a few moments. But let's say you hold like Tosfos, so you're not out of the water. Right? You're still in hot water, so to speak, if you're part of the top. Right? You're still going to be in hot water because Tosfos hold is still an issur d'rabbanan. So, is there any way that there might be a heter even if you hold like Tosfos, the psikreshet lo nichalei is still an issur d'rabbanan? So Tosfos themselves suggest another type of het, another situation of het. That's at the very end of the Tosfos. Tosfos refers to a Gemara in Sukkah. Now we know that the Hadassim that we use for the Dalet Min in the Mishnah in Sukkah, Rafa Beis Hanbei says that berries can grow on the Hadass. We normally don't see Hadassim with any berries because the berries have been taken off. They make sure, you know, now that we have packaged Hadassim, you don't even have to choose your Hadassim. You know, all of the effort in choosing Dalet Min and all the schar for the Tirch and choosing Dalet Min, and we've lost Bizman Azeh. So we have to harvest the Beis Medrash Shmuel. You know, we have to get schar in a different way for the Dalet Min. You know, everything's provided for you. That's that. We live in a society where everything has to be provided for you. So it's, you know, it's sort of, there are certain positives to it. There are certain negatives. So we have to counteract those negatives to try to introduce positives into our lives as well. So let's say a person has Hadassim with the berries on it. So as long as he removes the berries from before Yom Tov, so then it's fine. If he doesn't remove the berries before Yom Tov, then he shouldn't remove them on Yom Tov. Why? Because he'll be masaking money. He'll be fixing up the Hadass. This is not a physical tikkun, really. The Hadass is just fine, you know, with the berries on it, but it's a halachic tikkun. You can't use the Hadass or the mitzvah with the berries on it. So comes the Gemara and says that Tana Rabbanan, ein mamatim b'yom tov, mishum Reb Elezer b'Reb Shimon amar mamatim. You're not allowed to be mamayit on yom to take the berries off the hadas, but Reb Elezer b'Reb Shimon says that you're allowed to. Ay, v'okam esakim mana b'yom tov, amar Ravashi, k'gon shalokta l'achila. Ravashi says that you can remove the berries, according to Reb Elezer b'Reb Shimon, if you're doing it letzorech achila. Let's say you want to eat the berries, but you're not doing it to fix the hadas. Rabbi Elezer b'Reb Shimon, Sabla Kavua, the Amr Davashin Miskavin Mutu. Elezer b'Reb Shimon holds it, Davashin Miskavin is Mutu. So you're doing it, Letzorach Achim. You're not doing it to fix the Hadas, for Tikkun Mana, Makkah B'Patish. So that's why it's going to be Mutu. I frek the Gemara, the same refrain that we have in Shabbos. V'ho Abai V'Rav Darut Tavar Modi Reb Shimon B'Psikration V'lo Yomus. It's a Psikration that there'll be a Tikkun Mana over here. Now we're talking about a situation where you have another hadas. If you have another hadas, it's a psikreshet lo nichalei. So if it's a psikreshet lo nichalei, it's not a problem. Not a problem. Why should it not be a problem? So says Tosfos, isn't this a riot to the Orach? This is a psikreshet lo nichalei. I don't care about fixing the berry. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it to fix the hadas. I don't care about fixing the hadas, but I'm not even doing it for that purpose anyway. Right? I'm doing it to eat. The problem is the hadas is going to be fixed. It's a davar she'en miskaven, but it's a psikreshet. Comes to your mind and says it's a psikreshet lo nichalei, so therefore it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? It says Tosfos, isn't this a riot to the Orach that psikreshet lo nichalei is mutter? So Tosfos and Subas answers no. Even if you hold like me, the psikreshet lo nichalei is an issur d'rabbanan, it's like a malacha she'en tzricha legufa, but here it's going to be mutter. Why? Can you think of a reason to be matir over here? This is a special situation. What's the situation? It's makom mitzvah. Exactly. Makom mitzvah. So says Tosfos and Subas, this is a psikreshet lo nichalei, it's an issur d'rabbanan, but an issur d'rabbanan will be willing to violate the tzorach mitzvah. It's mutter. The chachamim will say it's mutter to violate it, the tzorach mitzvah. Right. In fact, yes. I'm sorry. Question.
It's not a woman's mitzvah. It's not in the word. This you have other hadassim. Other hadassim. The definition is not a mitzvah.
Let's say someone else can use the hadas. Right? Can someone else use the hadas? It still can be used for a mitzvah. I hear that's a very good point. Take a look at the Tosfos. Right? Take a look at the Tosfos. He says that b'makom mitzvah, even a malacha daraisa would be mutter. Right? Even, excuse me. Segreish l'nichle, even by a malacha daraisa would be mutter. Segreish l'nichle, which is only an issur rabbanon. Right? Segreish l'nichle, even by a malacha daraisa would be permissible b'makom mitzvah. I guess Tosfos is assuming since someone can use it, even though it's a segreish l'nichle for this individual, he doesn't need it for the mitzvah. Since it's b'makom mitzvah, perhaps it should be mutter. But Tosfos on Daf Kuf Gimel and Shabbos is a different answer. He says, you know why Psegresh Lo Nichle is mutter over here? Because the whole Isser in general is not an Isser Daraisa. The Isser of Tikkun Mona over here is not a Tikkun Mona Daraisa. This is not a real market of Kaddish. But rather, it's a halachic Tikkun. And because it's only a halachic Tikkun, that's a Tikkun Mona Derabon. For a Tikkun Mona Derabon, Psegresh Lo Nichle is going to be heterogeneous. This is the last few lines of that thesis. The lekala meimer came into Isle Yoshana Yiserta Eno Masakin Klum Din Kena Maikom or Hasim the Savala Kavua Dava Dava Shin Mustafa Mutim. Miu Yeshlomar, this is the key one. The Oso Tikun Muot, Kimo Miuta Novim, Lo Osir, Elamidir Abonon, Lo Gozu Chachamim Kesha Enon. That Tikun Muot, it's only an Isidir Abonon, Chazal weren't Gozer Kesha Enon. Thus, mate, Psegreshid Lo Nichle, he's not really Nene, it's Psegreshid Lo Nichle, Eno Nene. So Chazal were not Gozer, that Tikun Muot. Of taking off the berries from the harvest. What's a tikkun mu'ah? What makes it a tikkun mu'ah? The choratosis means it's a tikkun the rabbana, and it's only a halachic tikkun. So that's only an issur rabbana to begin with. So if it's a psegresh lo nichle, then it's going to be hetekel. The Tosfos introduces this new concept. The Aruch holds psegresh lo nichle is always mu'ah. The Tosfos, even like me, even if you assume like me that psegresh lo nichle is an issur rabbana, but if the issur that we're talking about to begin with were only an issur rabbana, so psegresh Lo Nichale is going to be hetagon. Even I'll admit that a psegresh lo nichale, bidarabonon, is going to be hetagon. What's the beer hadavah? Why should Tosfos assume psegresh lo nichale by a rabbanon is hetagon? So there are different ways that the achronim explain. Someone who explained that there's actually a machlokes whether psegresh by the rabbanons in general are usher or mut. We keep on saying psegresh is chayiv, if it's a malacha daraisa, there's a chiyuv. How about if it's only an issur rabbanon to begin with? Maybe if you do the issur rabbanon, but often shall psegresh, not a psegresh below nichol, psegresh the nichol. But maybe that's heter gomer also. So that's taka machlokes. The Ramah in Simin Shin Yudal quotes a Trumas Hadeshin. We're not going to discuss the details of the case, but he quotes a Trumas Hadeshin that assumes that even if you only have a Tikkun Mona Derabonon, Ba'ofen Shel Psegreshin, there will be an Issa. It's not Chiyah, but there'll be an Issa Derabonon. It's also a subject to the concept of Psegreshin, even though it's only an Issa Derabonon. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Magen Avraham and other Achronim argue. Once again, the Trumas Hadeshin holds that Psegresha b'drabanan is going to be mutter, but the Magen Avraham says Psegresha b'drabanan is still going to be us. That's the machlokas. The Trumas Hadeshin says that if it's a Psegresha b'drabanan, then it'll be mutter, and the Magen Avraham says no, even by an Issa d'rabanan, but Psegresha one should ask them. So someone suggests that maybe Psegresha lo nichle b'drabanan, there's room to be mekel. Why? Because you have a Sfek Sfek. First of all, there are some achronim that hold Psegresha by the Rabbana in general is mutter. Psegresha de nichle by the Rabbana is mutter. And by Psegresha de lo nichle, you have the Aruch as well. Right? You have the Aruch to rely on. So there's like a Sfek Sfeika. So you can rely on a Sfek Sfeika. There are different sheetahs to put together that a Psegresha de lo nichle by an Issa de Rabbana should be permissive. The other way to look at it is that Psegresha de lo nichle itself is only an Issa de Rabbana. Chazal were gozer psegresh lo nichle, just like they were gozer by malacha shein tzricha legufa. So maybe by an issur d'rabbanan, Chazal were not gozer. Right? You don't need a tziruf, right? Even if you're not going to be mitzarev the Aruch. You're a purist. You follow Tosis. You hold that segregation lo nichale is an issur d'rabbanan. It's like melacha shein tzrichah gufa. But nevertheless, meikar adin, Tosis might hold that Chazal would never go to segregation lo nichale by an issur d'rabbanan, because the whole gzeira shouldn't apply if the whole issur in general is an issur ka. If it's only an issur d'rabbanan, even by segregation lo nichale, so by segregation lo nichale, Chazal are not convinced. This is a shita of Tosis and Shabbos and Lavkuv Gimel. The psikreshid lo nichalei by an isid rabbanan perhaps should be permissible. The question is, do the poskim really rely on this lahaloch? Do they rely on this heter, the psikreshid lo nichalei bid rabbanan should be mutter? So there are smuchim lekach. There's a lot of back and forth. Some of the Mishnah Berurah that I asked you to see, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Tezayin with the Sharat Zion, talking about trapping the bugs that are going into the teva, the whole discussion. Right? Over there, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying that even by obsecration, lo nichalei, you need a trade derabbanan in order to be matir. But in other places, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Beis Meir in a different context that seems to say that obsecration, lo nichalei, bederabbanan, even b'chad derabbanan, might be permissible as well. I asked you to see the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his tshuva to Rabbi Eider. There's a whole list of small tshuvas that he wrote to Rabbi Eider when Rabbi Eider wrote his Sefer Anuch HaShabbos. So one of the shilas that he asked is, what's the din? Let's say a person drinks a cup of tea, and he has a few drops left in the cup after he finished his first cup of tea. And he wants to have another cup of tea. Right? He's learning before davening in the morning, you know, and he has a good cup of tea. And he's sort of a good rashva. He can put in the kasha the rashva. The first time he was drinking tea, so he wants to pour another cup of tea. Maybe he'll be lucky again. He'll have the mazel that he'll think of something else. So is it permissible to pour, to be ma'are, to do irui klirisha? Now we're familiar with some of these concepts. To pour from a klirisha, I'm sure you're going to get to this. A little bit. Right, to pour from a klirishon, to pour from your hot water urn into the cup, what's the problem? You could pour it into a cup. No, but the problem is there are some drops left over, and the drops now are no longer yatzole as well. So if you pour hot water from the klirishon onto the drops, you might be mevashel these drops. Mevashel the drops, but you already cooked the drops, so what could be a problem? Do we hold that this yesh bishulach habishul gedovelach? Talking about familiar concepts, I hope so, right? Yeah, sure. Right? Do we hold it as Yesh Bishlach HaBishl B'Dav Alach? Dr. Moshe, look, the concept of Yesh Bishlach HaBishl B'Dav Alach, that's only an Issur D'Rabbanan to begin with. It's a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah because people are going to confuse the situation. They're not going to realize that this is Bishlach HaBishl. So Chazal say that, no, you should be Machmer. Even according to those Shitas that hold that Yesh Bishlach HaBishl, that's a Chumrah D'Rabbanan. So if that's only a Chumrah D'Rabbanan to begin with, this is a segregation lo nichalei. You don't really care about these little droplets getting warm. The rest of the tea is going to be warm anyway. It's going to be piping hot anyway. So the whole malacha that you're talking about, this iser of bishul, this is only a segregation lo nichalei to begin with, because you don't really care about that. And the iser itself, even if it is an iser, it's only an iser derabbanan, because yesh bishul acha bishul is only a chumrah derabbanan. Segregation lo nichalei, but derabbanan is going to be so it's up to Moshe. You see that you don't necessarily need a trade derabbanan to be matir of segregation lo nichalei by an issur derabbanan. So this is a big cooler. So some use the sheet of the orach to be makel by segregation, that maybe segregation lo nichalei is mutter in general. Others say that even if segregation lo nichalei is not mutter in general, but it's still an issur derabbanan. But bidder rabbanan, if the whole issur that we're talking about is only an issur derabbanan to begin with, so then segregation lo nichalei bidder rabbanan will talk about it. Are there any other coolest segregation? So some point to the comment of the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Shehiyah, also related a little bit to Shehiyah and Chazara, other gezeiros derabbanan that maybe you'll get to a little bit later in this man. But Avraham wants to suggest that to tell a goy to do a malacha b'derech segregation, or to be nene from the malacha that a goy does b'derech segregation, perhaps that is going to be mutter. The case that the Magen Avraham is talking about is if the goy is going to put a cholent pot, let's say he's going to put a pot of chamin on top of what's called a tanur besacharif, a heater. A heater, let's say it's cold. It's cold and you know, they don't have central heating. So they had to get a goy to turn on the heat on Shabbos, meaning to light a fire on Shabbos. That's a tzorech. That's tzorech. Because a kol cholem eitzel tzina. Everyone is a kol eitzel tzina. Since the Isser, Amir La'akam is a drabonan, so we're makel to tell a goy to light a fire in order to warm up the home for people. So is it mutter for me, is it mutter to put a kederas chamin on top of the Tana Beis Achoref if you know that the shivcha, that the non-Jew is going to light the Tana Beis Achoref? They're going to light the Tana Beis Achoref in order to warm up the house. They're not lighting it in order to be mevashal the kederah. But as a result, through the goy, malacha is going to be done. The goy is going to do a malacha, but often shall psikreshe. So the Magen Avraham says it's mutter. Since the malacha is not occurring directly through the goy, tell a goy to do a deraisa. So that might be a problem. But if the goy is only going to do that malacha deraisa, but there are psikreshe, the Magen Avraham wants to suggest that's going to be permissible. It's another heter of psikreshe. Finally, some point out that psikreshe de grama, doing a psikreshe indirectly, that also might be permissible. Because the Mishnah in Erevin, Adav Peches, says that one is allowed to pour water into a chotzer, even if you realize that the water is going to then flow into Rishus HaRabim. But that's only a grama. I'm pouring the water over here, and then the water flows on. So that's only a grama. So some of the Achronim say it's a psikreshai de grama, that's permissible, even though the malacha is occurring. Sounds like a malacha deraisa. Malacha deraisa is occurring, but since it occurs in an indirect fashion, it's through grama, then a real psikreshai is going to be mutter through grama. So these are some of the different kulas that the post can bring to bear on a few of these shaylas. I'm sorry?
If you ask a guy to turn on hot water, is that a psikreshai also?
I think it's worse than a psikreshe. I think it's happening directly. There are some, most of the poskim assume that's not a grama. If it's not a grama, so then that's doing malacha directly, because the goy, by opening up the faucet over here, since it's one system, so he's bringing in, that's the maisa itself is bringing in the other water. It's taking out water and bringing in new water. So that's the maisa itself. If you want to assume that that's a grama, so perhaps there's room to be makel. I think Rav Tzvika Safrank has a tshuva where he assumes that perhaps using a boiler might only be grama, but most poskim don't assume like that. Most poskim assume it's one system. So since it's not just that it's occurring immediately, but it's all one system. So that's mamash malacha. That's one action, and that would be a problem. The Aruch gives us one kula. Psikreshe lo nichalei is mutter in general. Tosfos gave another kula. Psikreshe lo nichalei b'derabanan perhaps is mutter. The Magen Avraham says psikreshe de akum is going to be mutter, and psikreshe de grama, the Mishnah Erevin, also says going to be mutter. So let's pedal back to some of the shailas that we mentioned at the outset. Do we have any reasons for kula? So what's the halacha? Can we open up a refrigerator door on Shabbos? What should the din be? The Shmir Shabbos Kolchosam, Perek Yud, Ha'or Lama Gimel, quotes Rav Simcha Zeilig, who was the Dayan of Brisk at the time of Rav Chaim Brisk. He was very close to Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim quotes him in the Sefer, because Tfilin once one spot. But they were very close. So the Shmir Shabbos quotes Rav Simcha Zeilig wanted to say that opening up a refrigerator door on Shabbos is mutter. Why? Because he says, according to the Aruch, psikreshe lo nichalei is mutter. So, even though it's a psikreshe that the compressor is going to be turned on, it's only a psikreshe lo nichalei. You just want to get the food out of the refrigerator. You don't care that the compressor is going to be turned on, so therefore it should be mutter. Ad kan devar. That's what Rav Simcha Zeilig wanted to say. That based on the Aruch, it should be permissible. So, many have pointed out, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos himself points out that's very difficult. First of all, most poskim don't pass him like the Aruch. Most assume that halacha is like Tosfos. So to pass him like the Aruch, the psikreshe lo nichalei is mutter, it's a shaila. It's not so simple. I think Reb Chaim and Sefer has a discussion that maybe the Rambam passed him like the Aruch. There might be smuchin for such an approach, but I think most of the poskim don't assume like that. That's point number one. So you would say, well, but is that really a problem? Even if you hold like Tosus, that Segreshi Lo Nichol is still an Issa Drabanan, what kind of an Issa is this? You're opening the refrigerator door. What does that cause? It causes the hot air to go in. The thermostat picks up on that. It senses, and then it turns the motor on. So what kind of malach is occurring? Well, what's the malacha that's occurring? Havara derabanan, right? Electrical current using electricity on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish holds is deraisa, but most poskim I think assume that it's derabanan. So really, we're only talking about an issa derabanan here to begin with. So even if you don't rely on the Aruch, even if you hold like Tosus, that Psegresh Lo Nichol is still an Issa D'Rabbanan, but we still have the cool of Tosus in our back pockets. This is only an Issa D'Rabbanan to begin with. Yeah, it's a Psegresh Lo Nichol B'Drabbanan. So it should be permissible, no? Yes?
I think they say in the modern freezers that the self-defrost system involves Havara D'Araisa, so there's actual coils. So you have the freezer maybe worse.
But Simcha Zeilig was certainly not talking about modern freezes. Right, okay, I hear. But the problem is even greater than that. Not just that we don't pass in like the Oroch, what's the real problem over here? Is this really a psegresha?
It's
Lo Nichol. Okay, in a certain sense it's Lo Nichol because you don't really care about it. Does it really matter that the hot air is going in, that the compressor is going to go on? So it'll go on another minute later, 2 minutes later, 10 minutes later. I really want to get the food. So it is Lo Nichol in a certain sense, but it's not really a psegresha Lo Nichol. You really do want that compressor to go on because it keeps the food cold. So l'chora, what Rav Simcha Zeilig suggests, that we can rely on the Aruch, that in itself is questionable, but the fact that he assumes it's a psegresha Lo Nichol, that b'chlal seems difficult. So the Shmashabas Tilchasa Potsu Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who wanted to suggest a different reason why perhaps this should be made. What do you think? Well, what's the reason to be made? Not because of Segresha Lo Nichol. Let's assume it's a Segresha de Nichol, but what other principle can we use over here? Is this occurring immediately? Is this occurring directly through my action, the hope Segresha? No, it's Segresha de Grama. It's a groma. It's not occurring directly. What happens is the hot air enters into the refrigerator. The thermostat senses that, and it turns the compressor on. It's not miyad. It certainly doesn't happen immediately. There's a chain of events that occurs when I open a refrigerator door. Shlomo Zalman wanted to suggest, since it's only a chain of events, it's a groma. It's a greshai de groma. It's mutter, just like the case in the Mishnah in Erevin. If it's only a groma, so then it should be permissible. How about opening the refrigerator if you forgot to turn the light off? Oh, but that's a deraisa. That could be havara deraisa. So that's a serious problem. You probably would not be able to open the refrigerator door, but you could ask a goy to open it. That's psegresha de akum. So even though it's a psegresha that the light is gonna turn on, right? He's just opening up the door, but opening up the door is gonna cause the light to turn on. It's mutter to ask a goy to open the refrigerator door and then to ask him to turn off the light. I mean, he has to turn off the light, that's a tzorech, right? And that's only kibbutz, that's a malacha shem tzrich lagufa, that's not even a daraisa. So for tzorech mitzvah to be able to use the refrigerator on Shabbos, it would be mutter to ask the goy to open up the refrigerator door, even though that could be malacha daraisa, but that's a psikrei shai de akum, and then he could turn off the light. That would only be an Isser Derabbanan. Obviously, nowadays, many of the refrigerators have what's called a Shabbos mode. And in the Shabbos mode, the lights are turned off. They never go on. So the issue of the light in the refrigerator is not so significant, not as significant. Some people still do have refrigerators without the Shabbos mode. But if you have the Shabbos mode, I think all Shabbos modes keep the light off. There are some Shabbos mode refrigerators that actually cause the compressor to go on a random basis. So even if you open up the refrigerator door, you're not going to cause the compressor to go on. So even if you'll take the most machmir b'shita, the reality is many poskim assume that it's psikreshai de grama, it's really mutter, there's no problem. But not everyone is so convinced. You look at the Shmir Shabbos there in the Ha'ara, they quote that there are many poskim that weren't so sure it's true. I know people who were makbid to open up the refrigerator door, and with the old refrigerators, they only opened it up when the motor was actually running. because then you're just causing the motor to stay on a little bit longer. You're not actually causing the motor to go on. There are people who used to be makbid. But now, if you have a Shabbos mode oven, if the Shabbos mode is made in such a way that it causes the compressor to go on a random basis, so then clearly it's not going to be a problem, because my action is not going to cause the compressor to go on. It's going on automatically on a random basis, so that's not even grammar. It's definitely even less than that. So therefore, that would certainly be permissible. How about to walk in front of the motion sensor? So that's really a serious issue. That's a malacha d'araisa of havara, that you're going to cause the light to go on. So is there any heter? It's not so simple. Many of the poskim are very circumspect about this, about the motion sensor. But by Willig, in an article in the Beis Yitzchak, quoted Rabbi Schechter. This goes back many years ago. This was printed in the Beis Yitzchak in Tovshin Samach Aleph. He quoted Rabbi Schechter, who wanted to be Mekel based on a Rashba in Shabbos. The Rashba and Daf Kovavim are based in Shabbos, without getting involved in the details of the Sugya. The Rashba basically says that if I close the door of my home knowing that there's a deer inside the home, there's some animal inside the home, even if I know that the animal is there, as long as I don't have kavana to trap the animal, that's heter gomer. Tremendous fish. All the other Rishonim disagree. The question is how to learn a particular mission. But according to the Rashba, even if I know that the deer is inside the home, as long as I don't have kavana to trap that deer, it's permissible. I'm closing the door of my home because I don't want robbers to come in. So it's perfectly permissible to do that. The Ran on the Rif is so troubled with this Rashi. He says, how can that be? It's a sikresha that you're going to cause the deer to be trapped. How can that be heter gomer? So he disagrees with the Rashi. He has a different interpretation of the Yerushalmi, of the Tosefta. He disagrees with the Rashi. Comes the Avnei Nezer, and he wants to suggest maybe what the Rashi holds is that sikresha is mutter if I don't do a malacha in the guf hadovk. If I'm not operating, I'm not acting on the guf hachefza, then even if it's a sikresha that malacha is going to occur, that's heter gomer. That's what the Rashba assumes. A big chiddush in the Rashba. But that perhaps is what the Rashba assumes. That if the gracious mutter, as long as I don't do an action in the chefza of the malacha. If I close the door to my home, I'm not touching the tzvi, I'm not touching the animal. It gets trapped, but I'm not actually doing a malacha operating on the chefz itself. Most malacha, I'm actually working on the chefz. Here I'm not working on the chefz, so the Rashba perhaps wants to suggest that might be mutter. Rabbi Willard quotes that Rabbi Schechter felt that even though the Rashba is not agreed upon, there are other shittas, b'shas adchak, in such a circumstance, if you're not going to be able to get into your house, perhaps there might be room to be mekel. That since I'm just walking in front of the motion sensor, I'm not actually turning the light on, I'm not doing a mice and a guf hadover, so perhaps even though it's a situation, there might be room to be mekel. It's a difficult heter, but in extenuating circumstances, perhaps there might be room to be mekel. And finally, surveillance video cameras. Is there any heter to walk in front of the surveillance video camera? So here we're talking about a malacha of havara, right, to use an electrical current. We're also talking about the malacha of kosev, of tzar tzura, to create a picture. But presumably both of these malachas are only derabbanan, to use electricity on Shabbos. From Zalman Arbach has a whole kuntres where he wanted to say it's only derabbanan. Tzura in the form of a video camera presumably is only derabbanan. Why? For two reasons. First of all, the ksiva is a ksiva she'ena miskayemes. It's not lasting. Even though it goes on the hard disk, you know, even if it's stored on the hard disk, but that's not nikar la'ayah. No one can see that. So presumably it's defined as a malacha she'ena miskayemes. What's more, there's no background to the ksiva. Ksiva d'araisa is where I'm writing on a background. When it comes to the video camera, that's not writing on a background per se. Right? There is no background to it. So this is only a ksiva derabbanan. So perhaps since we're only talking about derabbanans, one can be mekel. And if this is a psikration, I don't care that the camera is taking my picture. I want the camera to take pictures of the robbers that are coming in. But I don't care if it takes my picture. So since this is only a derabbanan, and it's a psikration, perhaps there might be room to be mekel. But again, the question is this lo nichale? It's not really lo nichale. You don't care about your picture, but you like the fact that the camera is taking pictures. So maybe we should define it as a psikresha de nichale. Rabbi Willig wanted to suggest that maybe this is just a grama ba'alma, psikresha de grama. Why? Because there's a chain of events that occurs before my picture comes on the screen. It's not like we think it's instantaneous, but the reality is my picture is sensed by some kind of a camera, and that sends electromagnetic impulses to some other location, and that in turn will cause the picture to occur on the screen. It's not like a boiler. The boiler is one system. If I open up the faucet, it's like opening up one side of the system, so then the other side of the system puts cold water into the boiler. But here, there's a chain of events occurring. Rabbi Willig wanted to suggest maybe that's considered grama. According to many posters, it should be considered grama. Rabbi Schechter very often quotes from the Rav that maybe that should not be considered grama, because if everything happens instantaneously, that shouldn't be called a grama. So what's a person to do? Rabbi Schechter presumably would say that you can't walk in front of the surveillance video camera. If you assume it's a psikresha de lo nichale b'drabanan, maybe there's room to be made. But who says it's a psikresha de lo nichale? If you would ask me, I say that it is nichale. You do care that the camera is taking a picture. So if it's a psikresha de nichale and it's not a grama, what's the room to be made? The answer probably is, Rabbi Schechter would say, you have the other cool of it. Since you're not doing actual malacha, nebufa chefza, shasad chak, this extenuating circumstance, perhaps it might be mutter to walk in front of the surveillance camera in order to enter into the room.